Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Seb and Bella with your 8am Zedlines. In local news, the Brisbane City Council has announced a general taxation increase of 3.87% in the Council's 2025-26 budget, with the budget mainly emphasising measures of austerity. Lord Mayor Adrian Schrinner declared that the increases are related to rising costs, with the Lord Mayor arguing that cost increases are mostly seen in inflation rates and construction costs on Wednesday following the budget's release. The budget was additionally $200 million smaller than that of 2023-24, following the austere direction set last year as the Council cut $470 million in the 2024-25 budget. This self-proclaimed responsibility sees the budget boast a $298 million surplus, yet the opposition leader Adrian Cassidy has claimed that this cost-cutting will negatively impact infrastructure and workers.
And mixed messages from the Crisafulli government around renewable energy sourcing has raised concerns from the Queensland Energy Conservation Groups and caused awareness and caused wavering infrastructure investor confidence. Following an election promise to reach net zero carbon emissions by 2050, recent decisions to extend local publicly owned coal-fired power stations by 2035, as well as expanding gas stations gas explorations has caused concern. The LNP have stated that they have already met the target to cut emissions by 30% on 2005 levels by 2030. And remain committed to reaching net zero by 2050. Despite possible backout from significant investors, Energy Minister David Janetsky explains that uncertainty should be expected in the short term and will be clarified once he releases a five-year energy roadmap to chart the state's path to net zero, due to be released by the end of the year.
In national news, despite two cold fronts already hitting South Australia this month, warmer water temperatures have seen the ongoing microalgal bloom persist in many areas, causing devastation to the local fishing industries. The Marine Fishers Association has approached the government for license fee relief for local commercial operators, with CEO Pat Tripodi explaining that with microalgae present in the water, there are simply no marine life left.
And the Victorian Liberal Party will loan John Pesutto, their former leader, $1.5 million so he can pay Moira Deeming's legal fees and avoid bankruptcy after he was sued for her defamation. The loan, which will be paid off after a long-term repayment plan, was debated by an administrative committee on Thursday night, and ultimately, 19 committee members decided to loan Mr. Pesutto the $1.5 million. This is bringing more division to an already deeply divided Liberal Party, with Deeming condemning the use of party money to cover Pesutto's legal debts, suggesting that, quote, "It was against the grain of everything we believe as Liberals." However, Pesutto's supporters say the party needs to give the former leader the loan, as if Pesutto is bankrupted, he would be expelled from Parliament and it would cause an expensive by-election in his seat of Hawthorn, which the Liberals would probably lose. Moreover, his supporters believe that his actions as party opposition leader, should have been indemnified. Moira Deeming, who is also a Liberal MP, successfully sued Pesutto in December in 2023 for defamation after he falsely implied she sympathised with neo-Nazis and white supremacists because she attended an anti-transgender rally that was gatecrashed by neo-Nazis. He was ordered to pay her $2.3 million, and in May, a GoFundMe was set up by Elizabeth Sini and Friends of John Pesutto, and in just one day raised $50,000 of its $70,000 goal with only 120 donations.
In international news, an independent internet watchdog has reported that Iran is facing an internet blackout as Israeli bombing continues to weather the nation. British internet watchdog and human rights advocate NetBlock reported yesterday that Iran's internet had been offline for over 12 hours, with Iranian officials declaring the shutdown as due to alleged Israeli misuse on the network. NetBlock elaborated that the blackout blocked residents' access to information at a critical time, as the continued strikes have reportedly killed 224 people, according to Iranian authorities. Analysts claim the internet shutdown may be due to government fears over Israeli cyber attacks or attempts at foreign organized uprisings, as Israeli calls for regime change persist.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy with light winds. It's currently 14 degrees in Brisbane with a maximum of 21. The river is expected to reach low tide at 11:15 today. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 3, which is on the lower end of the moderate band. That's all for your news at 8 a.m. We'll be back at 9 a.m. with more. Thank you for bearing with us while we had a bit of tech issues this morning. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter, or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.